Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, when you get a moment, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that page. We are rebuilding. We were just now pulled. My 737,000 friends from Facebook has now been expunged. Completely wiped out my page. And you need to understand the reason they're doing this. And by the way, they're doing this quite a bit right now again. They're censoring more people. And why are they censoring more people? Because they are afraid that you're going to catch on to as to what's going on here. Tomorrow, it's been reported by another propaganda outlet called Yahoo, Biden is going to get out there and he's going to drive more fear and he's going to drive more fear to drive people into taking these experimental jabs. They're bolstering numbers. They're lying about literally everything that they're saying. They can't prove the virus. And what's crazy about all of this, friends, is doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that when you go to the radio, you listen to the radio commercials? I do it by force because I'm on radio. But what's interesting to note is it's always this one-sided narrative. And how dare anybody even suggest that there's something wrong with Anthony Fauci or Bill Gates or to the powers that are tolerated by the American people? I mean, that's just unforeseen, according to the minds of these people. But it's always one individual that keeps driving the narrative. Who is it? Anthony Fauci. Over and over, day after day, week after week. Folks, when you get a moment, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have 10 to 15 articles posted every day that combat the lies through the mainstream media telling you the truth, and I'm going to give you some more truth today. But if you want to join us on social media platforms, go to the right side of that page, and click on that button, and you can watch us live. Also, jump on over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You will see us there as well. You have to click onto the little green button, and oops, there we are on beforeitsnews.com. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. Please add to, take away. If you want to contend, Jude 3 and 4, that's your option. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to show you some more actors exposed in promoting the pandemic. Literally, crisis actors. I'm going to show you how they're putting out their commercials to propagandize the people all over the world. And what people are doing is beginning to pull the curtain back and say that just didn't seem right, that commercial. That little hit piece by the mainstream media just didn't seem right. Well, guess what, friends? You pull the curtain back and you're going to find out it isn't right. and it's interesting how the people in third world countries or other nations, they can figure this out. And yet in America, this is where the narrative is being driven from the likes of people, criminals, namely Anthony Fauci, who should be at least incarcerated and thrown in jail and brought before a trial concerning how he should be dealt with lawfully, because this man is a criminal from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. We know this. Ask RFK Jr., who has a number one best-selling book right now on the truth about Anthony Fauci and his lifelong history of crimes against humanity. And again, Americans are still trying to figure out, are we being told the truth or are we being lied to? It's just embarrassing if you're an American. I mean, again, I've said this before, but I'll say it a different way. You know, other countries, they seem to understand more as to what our forefathers did in establishing what it is that we have more than the American people do. They act more like the posterity of our forefathers than Americans do. That's pretty shameful conduct, to say the least. I gotta say, I'm ashamed of what I see happening in this country. I see so many other countries up in arms, literally in the millions of the hundreds of thousands in prospective countries all over the globe, and America's still fast asleep. Going back to their football games, to their baseball games, to their hockey games, to their boxing matches, to the UFC matches. And you know what the Lord said, concerning those idols? He said he's gonna stack dead bodies upon them, and you can rest assured, because the people that are going to back into these arenas to get a view of their idols, guess what they have to be? They have to be vaxxed before they can go in, and many don't realize yet the side effects and the adverse side effects of these experimental jabs, which we continuously highlight over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'll get to that as well. But before we do, friends, I want you to listen to this really carefully, because if you want to know why I say today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, this is a prime example as to why I say that. And oftentimes I'll make reference to Matthew 5:13. Let me read Matthew 5:13 for you really quick. It says, "You are the salt of the earth." And I'm talking to those that call themselves Christians. "You're called to be the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is hence good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." The Bible says that we are called to be the light of the world. I want to go over to an individual that was, while she was being touted on high by the conservatives of the day over at Fox, and it's interesting, it's nothing but a fashion show over there today, but there was a lady named Tommy Loren. And I want to show you what ended her career, and I'm glad it did, by the way, because it was a good signal to the rest of those that call themselves Christian conservatives that, listen, you better understand what it means to be one before you go and tout yourself as one. I want to show you Tommy Loren on The Political View. And again, this is the best that you have, Americans, and now she has been removed, and I'm glad she has been. But when you go over here and you see it and understand as to why she's been removed right off the bat, you again will judge her by her fruit, Matthew 7:16. This is Tommy Loren. Now listen carefully. This is a self-professed conservative. Listen carefully to her ignorant and backward talk here.
"No, I'm pro-choice, and here's why. I am a constitutional, you know, someone that loves the Constitution."
Hey, guys, Tommy says, "I'm a Constitution." She said, "I'm a Constitution." I just want you to know she said, "I'm a Constitution." Here we go.
"For limited government, and so I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say I'm for limited government, but I think that the government should decide what women do with their bodies. I can sit here and say that as a Republican, and I can say, you know what, I'm for limited government. So stay out of my guns, and you can stay out of my body as well."
"You can stay out of my guns." Okay, Mrs. Constitution herself said, "You can stay out of my body, and you can stay out of my guns." Why she was put up in the first place, I have no idea. But I'm going to come back to this because I want to show you, friends, exactly why we call the conservatives of the day yesterday's liberals. Why? Because there's no difference. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you why I continuously equate today's conservatives to yesterday's liberals, because this is one educated young lady. She calls herself a constitution. She meant to say constitutionalist, and then she said she wants them to stay out of her guns and stay out of her body. But again, they put her up. They put her up on a mantle and or a pedestal. I'm sorry. And then what do they do? Is because she's a young lady. She's a blonde. And again, as I said earlier on Fox, it's nothing but a fashion show. That's the only reason she's been put up, friends, is to exhibit her female anatomy more than anything else, because her brain seemed to be missing at this point. And keep in mind, it follows the heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, apparently she doesn't understand that part yet, so she's claiming to be something that she is not. In fact, and I'm not trying to make fun of her, friends, she does a good enough job all on her own. Check this out.
No, I'm pro-choice, and here's why. I am a constitutional, you know, someone that loves the Constitution. I am someone that's for limited government, and so I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say I'm for limited government, but I think that the government should decide what women do with our bodies. I can sit here and say that as a Republican, and I can say, you know what, I'm for limited government, so stay out of my guns, and you can stay out of my body as well.
Stay out of my guns and stay out of my body. Wow.
According to Black Twitter, and I call it Black Twitter because that's what they refer to themselves as, by the way, black songs about black struggle, black culture, or black features should be off limits to the melanin deprived. Wait, what? Now songs are off limits too? Can white people do anything anymore?
Tommy Loren being exposed for who she is, she's justifying abortion is what it comes down to. But I just wanted to educate everybody to understand that government in this country has no business telling anybody, or should I say sanctioning anybody, to have the right to murder their own child. Here, as a matter of fact, I have none other than the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who said, The Constitution contains no right to abortion. Of course not, because we're predicated and premised on what? Common law, which is based on the what? Torah, the commandments of God, his moral law that keeps us free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. So what happened is she goes on The View, the big, you know, where all the women get together and do nothing but gossip and carry tales and spread lies and give everybody their opinion like anybody really cares about it. And she gets on that show and she plays the chameleon. It's exactly what she did. But she might want to read what it is that she declares she believes before she goes out there and double talks in front of everybody. But again, this is what happens when you fail to hold to the word and to the U.S. Constitution. Now, folks, I want to go to a next point here before we get to our main topic. And again, I want you to see this for yourself. This is another, none other, forgive me, than that of Ron Paul's co-host. I think they bring some good stuff to the plate. And I want to share it with you concerning that which is happening now with Anthony Fauci, again, only to, again, uncover him for who he really is, Luke 12:2. And understanding, friends, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Let's go ahead and check it in, or check in with these guys and see what they have to say.
Is a peek behind the scenes at the real Fauci and the real Collins. When they're in the front of the cameras, they're only about the science. But what they really are behind the scenes is nasty bureaucrats who want to destroy anyone who challenges their power. So, Dr. Paul, as you know, back in October, there was a conference at AIER, the American Institute of Economic Research, and they brought in three medical experts, Martin Kulldorff at Harvard, Sunetra Gupta at Oxford, and Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford. Universities that most people have heard of on Earth, right? They brought them in. They said, the lockdowns of 2020 over COVID does not seem to have worked. And in fact, the collateral damage is so great that we should not do general lockdowns again. It was a bad policy. And they came up with a better policy, which is focused protection, where people that are vulnerable, older people, people with comorbidities, because we had the data by then, take the people who are vulnerable and offer them additional protection, whatever they need, and let the rest of society get on with it. That was a declaration. That's how we've always, always treated pandemics, which is separate the sick, not separate the healthy. So when they did this and they released a declaration, Collins of the NIH, who now is just retiring. Remember, Dr. Paul, we had those goofy videos of him playing his guitar about Puff the Magic COVID and all this nonsense. The guy's a nut, no question about it. Now, here is the first email. This is from Francis Collins, the head of the NIH, to Fauci. He's also CCing the head of ethics at NIH. Hi, Tony and Cliff. See the Great Barrington Declaration. This proposal from three fringe epidemiologists who met with the secretary seems to be getting a lot of attention, and even a co-signature from Nobel Prize winner Mike Leavitt at Stanford. There needs to be a quick and devastating published takedown of its premises. Not should we debate it, they need to take them out.
See, folks, we need to understand what's going on here. This is, in fact, what you can feel. You can feel the noose being tightened on the people that are not going along with this pandemic. We're hearing directly from these dictatorial bureaucrats. They're not elected by the people. And the fact of the matter is, again, as I said earlier, the microphones and the cameras are right up to Anthony Fauci's face every time he wants to whisper something. And you better start asking some real questions, friends, because those people that are putting the microphone and the cameras up to Anthony Fauci's face, they're also responsible, these big tech companies, for censoring information, and these social media platforms are responsible for censoring information that you need. Where is the opposing views concerning this narrative? Has anybody seen them on the mainstream media? Neither have I. That is dangerous. And what's happening here, friends, is people such as myself, we're being censored. And you better understand, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, friends, don't look at me and say, poor Bradley Dean, you're getting censored. No, you better understand that if they're censoring me, friends, they're going to censor you. And that's exactly their objective, is to shut you down. Let's go over to Anthony Fauci really quick. I want you to check this out, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, okay? Because Fauci, in essence, is saying no lockdown if everyone does what we tell them to do. I'm not kidding you. Where has he received this power? Besides through the ignorance of the American people. Let's check this out.
Adam, with what you've described as the way to be prudent, the success of vaccines and boosters, we're not headed towards anything approaching the kind of lockdown we saw last year, are we?
I don't see that.
Can I ask you something, folks? All you listeners, all you viewers, can I ask you a question? Where does he get the authority to shut anybody down? Who's giving him that authority? As I said, he's not elected. He's a bureaucrat. He's got a long history of crimes against humanity. Why are we asking him what's up and coming? As I've said before, why is it that 330 million people in this country are allowing him to set the narrative when he does not have the constitutional authority? Neither does the WHO. Neither does the NIH. Neither does Bill Gates, folks. Neither does the CDC. Neither does the federal government, and neither does the state government have the authority to shut anybody down or drive an unconstitutional narrative. But why is it happening? Read Isaiah 59. Let's go back to Fauci.
In the future, if we do the things that we're talking about, John, the thing that continues to be very troublesome to me and my public health colleagues are the fact that we still have about 50 million people in the country.
Okay, so when he just told you, I want you to keep in mind how this works, because they tell you the opposite of the truth, Isaiah 5:20. I want you to understand, if he told you 50 million people are still the problem, that means that's probably how many people they've gotten vaccinated, okay? There's 330 million people in this country. They want you to believe the majority of the Americans have been vaccinated. No, they have not. That's the issue and the problem that they're having. Let's go back to Fauci.
To be vaccinated who are not vaccinated. When you have that degree of vulnerability and you have a virus like Omicron that spreads so rapidly, it is quite likely that we are going to see in some sections of the country a significant stress on the hospital system, as well as on the healthcare workers who are getting exhausted by all of this. So the stress is going to be there. I don't foresee the kind of lockdowns that we've seen before, but
I certainly see them.
The potential for stress on a hospital system.
Okay, so folks, you do all need to understand that tomorrow Biden's going to get on TV, and guess what he's going to do? He's going to accuse the unvaccinated for what they're guilty of. Okay, that's what they're going to do. This is what you do. Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, said accuse the others of what they're guilty of. And the Bible tells us that's exactly what the accuser of their brethren does. He accuses others or the innocent of what he means for them to happen. Go to Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment. Okay, I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you to prove my point, because I'm not just throwing it out there, friends, but I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to go to the insider, the business insider, okay? And I'm going to show you how the CDC just admitted that they've overcounted the number of people who are partially vaccinated by so on and so forth, okay? I'll be right back, but again, they're telling you the truth as they blurt the truth out in their confusion. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer is holding off until next year to submit its COVID vaccine data for children under five.
the drug maker announcing a delay in submitting data after finding that two small doses of the vaccine. The drug maker announcing a delay in submitting data after finding that two small doses of the vaccine don't generate an effective immune response in children under 5 years old. Pfizer has amended its drug trial to add a third dose for young children. That means it's unlikely that younger kids will have access to the vax before the second quarter of next year. This as according to Johns Hopkins University, there were 70,815 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and 137 deaths. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The prosecution and defense is making one last pitch to jurors who will decide the fate of former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter, who faces charges for fatally shooting Dante Wright earlier this year. Prosecutor Aaron Eldridge urges the jury to hold Potter accountable.
Even if you take the defendant's word for it, she admits that's what she did. She told you in court she knew it was wrong, and she knew from the very beginning.
Potter claims she mistook her gun for a taser. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is talking about coronavirus variants as we head into the holidays. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, on another media tour, tells CNN over the weekend the problem with COVID-19 are the variants.
Almost 2 years' experience with this virus that it is really very unpredictable, very much so, particularly with the element of variants.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's take it line upon line, precept upon precept. By the way, if you want to see this information with your own eyes, go to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, for a long time, and it's not just concerning this topic, this pandemic, but for 17 years, I have been warning the American people how they use the Saul Alinsky tactic. 1,000 times I brought it up. And it's one that you must understand. They are trying to browbeat everybody into submission because they want you to believe that the majority of the people are going along with their narrative. It's not true. If they were, why are they pushing an Omicron virus now? Because the first crisis that they created didn't work, folks. And this is the Hegelian dialectic, man, but it is going on and on and on and on. And again, I want to remind people that are saying, well, if I'm just compliant, then this will all go away. I'm here to remind you, because you're compliant, this will not go away. You need to think about what's going on here. But I want to show you this, friends. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. They don't have the support in America concerning their narrative. We have seen them manipulate it every step of the way. Folks, just last week, I highlighted on Saturday, and during the week itself, I highlighted the fact that, friends, it's now out there what we all knew, and we can go online and we can find out in our particular areas how much the hospitals are getting paid to pay administrators to get people to take a PCR test and to get them basically admitted into the hospital. They get bonuses for all of this. They put them on a mechanical ventilator. They get paid to do that. If they died, they even pay the coroner to manufacture the death records to equate it to COVID, regardless of how they died. Okay? This is all manufactured. We've known this since day one. We've had Dr. Scott Jensen on. We've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on. They're all telling you the same thing, friends. And it's the same people driving the same lying narrative to you today. When are you going to listen to those that are telling you the truth? Read Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a moment. So let me go over to this, okay? This is the CDC. This is brand new. This is the Business Insider, friends. They can say they're impartial all they want. I know that they push propaganda as well. But they did tell you the truth. The CDC, the corrupt CDC, has overcounted the number of people who are partially vaccinated by regularly, including second doses and boosters, as first jabs report says. I also want to go back to this. Remember, it was a mask. Just wear it for a week or two until the virus is curbed. To the vaccination, to, oh, everything's going to be okay once you get the vaccination, then to vaccine passports, then one vaccine, as they call them, isn't going to work. We need another one. Then we need another booster. Do you understand when you're dealing with the lawless as to how they operate? And these people are not above the law. Here, let me go over here. I don't know why I'm going over here, but I'm going to go over here because I'm going to follow the lead, Romans 8:14. And it was an act that took place in 1986. It was called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. You remember this? 1986. You all know that under Ronald Reagan, somehow or another, never heard of this in all of my life concerning any business, okay? But somehow or another, your government said to Big Pharma and those that are selling vaccines to the people, regardless of the adverse side effects, they will not be held accountable for what they did to you in giving you the vaccine. So if they're not held accountable, friends, they think that they're impervious, okay? That there's no consequence. And that illusion's about ready to go away, too. You can rest assured. But here it is. Your government told them, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Little did anybody think that at one point they were going to come in and try to force vaccinate the American people. But that's where they're at now. That's what they're trying to do. And that's what you're going to get an earful of tomorrow coming from the treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden, that it's the people that have not been vaccinated, they're the problem. You knew this was coming. You knew this was coming. You knew exactly that this was coming, friends. Why are you allowing it to go this far? I don't understand. But this is why they're so emboldened, friends. They're not worried about it because they're not held accountable. So therefore, they gave them a pass to act as if they are above the law. And guess what they're doing, friends? They're acting accordingly. Now, let me ask you the next question. Who gave them permission to act in such a fashion? You did. The American people have given them permission to act in such a fashion. And you continuously listen to the same corrupt senators, the congressmen, the congresswomen. You listen to the same corrupt representatives day after day, week after week. You heard during the last break, friends, drug dealing, drug trafficking, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, the Senate Majority Leader. He was busted on the Ping May, 10 years ago, trafficking cocaine. And now he's up here telling you who the bad guys are and who the good guys are. And he's Mr. Anti-drug himself, the one that's actually trafficking the drugs. Of course. Consider the source, John 8:44. My goodness, folks, we got to wake up to what's going on here. I'm going to take Robert from Arizona. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I talked to a friend who's a nurse in a hospital out here.
Yep.
And she said just the opposite of what you guys are saying, but I believe you guys before I believe a nurse.
Can I ask you something, Robert, really quick? Am I profiting from telling you the truth about their experimental jabs, or are they?
They are.
Exactly. They are. So who's going to push the lie? A guy like me or individuals such as themselves, because we have enough information to prosecute every single one of those that are going along with this pandemic. Go to Health Impact News. There's enough information right there to throw every single individual that has promoted and advocated these experimental jabs to a full prosecution. Full prosecution, every single one of them. Health full Impact fine. News.
Okay, Health Impact News?
That's right.
Yeah, because I didn't know what to do at the time. Thank you.
Yo, you're welcome. I that was kind of an abrupt end. We got Jeannie calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Merry Christmas to you, Jeannie.
Merry Christmas. Bradley, you're the best.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you, really, to you and your family for all the sacrifices. And there's a lot of stuff I would like to tell you, but I can't tell you on the radio. I'm looking for your address at the moment just so I could send you a card. But I just want to tell people, all those people that call you and say, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? When you listen to the radio and the television, they're trying to ruin our Christmas. They're trying to destroy it. So turn it off, okay? And before you give up your gun, shoot your television.
I can tell you right now, I'm not giving up my guns. There's no debate, no conversation.
I'm making a picture.
I'm with you.
But I just, one more thing. I just think, like, in positive thinking, which is very hard because I've just cried since D-Day or whatever, since December 7th, because I can't believe my parents would believe what's happening in their world after all that they did to help us get, you know, to a better place. I just have to say that everybody in the world who listens to you should just think about who it might be in their neighborhood or in their town who they could help to be a little bit happier right now. And I just bought cookies for my police department because I know that they're all so sad. And I just really, really think that everybody should just try to think about somebody else besides themselves. So
Amen.
That's my message. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Thank you, Jeannie. Merry Christmas to you, ma'am. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The Bible tells me to keep the eye single. And the Bible tells me to keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith. That's where all life is extracted, friends, from the bread of life. His name is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:2. Online right now, the CDC caught in their own lies the unvaccinated in the U.S. for COVID-19. Friends, what they're going to do is they're going to blame the unvaccinated for what they are, in fact, responsible for doing concerning those that have taken the vaccine. Mark my words. Go ahead and mark them, because that's exactly where they're going. And this needs to stop, and it's only going to stop when the American people put a stop to it. Because, again, no one's going to do it for us. I want to go over to this guy really quick. He's a mainstream media expose. He's one that's pulling the curtain back as well. He's over in New Zealand. And I want to show you this video, and I want to play this audio for you, and I'm probably going to have to do it after this next hard break, but what I want to do is I want to show you, because these lies are continuously being rolled out on the people by the same actors, I want to show you what has to happen. Actually, you know what? You know what? I need to slow my roll because I got a couple more pulled up. I'm going to bring you over after I play this next piece for you, and I'm going to show you these actors that are being exposed and promoting the pandemic. They have been exposed again and again and again and again, and I want to show you some more of them. And then we're going to listen to Dr. Matt Shelton in New Zealand. And by the way, this is where these actors were exposed. These crisis actors were exposed. And then what I want to do is I want to, because it'll be the last segment, I want to bring you over to what you have to do before you can go into a Weird Al Yankovic concert. Oh my goodness, folks, just to say the least here, you're going to be highly offended. Because they are tightening the noose as they keep you distracted. They are trying to create a world where it only works if you meet them in compliant terms. It's highly offensive. And again, this is all illegal, but they're doing it anyways. As they say, they'll do whatever you let them get away with. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, so I need to get to this real quick. This is more information that's being censored by the mainstream media. We're broadcasting into 154 cities. Make it count, Americans. Make it count, okay? It's up to you. What an opportunity we all have to right the wrongs under God. The Lord said, call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. It really is. Let's get over to Dr. Matt Shelton in New Zealand, and I want you to hear again one of the other doctors over in New Zealand that is being censored as well concerning the information you need, which confronts every step of the way that of an Anthony Fauci and the criminal that he is. You ready for this? Cool. Let's do it.
Of course, they are talking up the boosters, for which there is absolutely zero safety data. Even in animals. A study of 68 countries and 2,500 US counties just published in the European Journal of Epidemiology has just proved that vaccination rates are unrelated to COVID case numbers. Remembering that there is much to be desired about the accuracy of the PCR test used to justify the lockups and the muzzling. Heavily vaccinated countries are having overwhelming surges in case numbers. Israel, which is exclusively Pfizer, by the way, and well into its booster program, Iceland, Ireland, the Seychelles, Gibraltar, the UK, and many parts of the States have high numbers. In fact, Waterford in Ireland has just announced the highest case numbers in the country in the face of a staggering 99.7% vaccination rate.
Did you hear this in the media?
No doubt the other 0.3% will be to blame. What are people saying? That my vaccine won't work until you have yours? Really? In a recent hospital outbreak in Israel, 95% of the cases were fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
The double vaccinated in Scotland now comprise 89% of the deaths from COVID-19, in a trend that has been increasing for months, according to the latest technical report from Public Health Scotland. A month ago, the figure for England was 86%. As of yesterday in New Zealand, only 17% of new COVID-19 admissions to hospital
look at these
were
goofs.
Unvaccinated
sheep.
So the next time a social media influencer looks you in the eye and tells you that if you get the vaccine, you cannot die, please recognize disinformation. But we must remember that the total deaths are still very small relative to total infections diagnosed by a PCR test that multiple courts around the world, and even Dr. Fauci and the CDC, admit is not fit for purpose. At the cycle threshold of 40 or above that is used here in New Zealand, most tests are false positives.
They're
Please
fake. They're manufactured.
The media spoon-feeds you the daily community case numbers. Our health authorities are refusing to let our doctors do what they are trained to do, including to do no harm with experimental drugs, but instead gets us before the New Zealand Medical Council if we speak out on any of these issues. At least two of us here are about to be suspended. We continue to hear, though, from patients and clinicians that calm reports of suspected harm are not being lodged. Remember, these reports only require a suspicion, not proof of vaccine harm.
Okay, and so what you're listening to this, what you're listening to coming from Matt Shelton here, friends, the doctor, we're going to be basically suspended for telling you the truth of the issue. Now, what bewilders me to no end, and I've never understood this all the days of my life, how it is that a people that are so grateful for the freedoms in which they have stand by and allow those to trample underfoot the sacrifice that's been given and act accordingly in obedience and conceding to the tyrant rather than the sacrifice. If you give yourself over to tyranny, friends, you deserve what you get. Our friend that just called in a couple minutes ago was talking about she couldn't stop crying since December 7th, right? Well, we all know it took place December 7th, right? That's when we were attacked, allegedly, by the Japanese, right? Which created a world war, which created the United Nations. Yeah, who gained from that? Remember, it failed the first time after World War I under Woodrow Wilson, the League of Nations. But now we're talking about the United Nations. Well, guess what? They succeeded through another war. But I'm trying to make the point that going back to June 6th, 1944, I think of all those boys that got off those Higgin boats and they were sprayed down by their enemy, that they went in sacrifice of themselves to fight off, namely, a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. Many of them were killed before they even hit the water. Before the doors were even dropped, they were sprayed down by machine gun fire. So I just want to say this to the American people. Before complaining about going to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, which seems to be a problem today in America, why don't you consider the boys, the 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died fighting off a tyrant in a third world country that you are now submitting to in your backyard. Which reminds me, everywhere I go, when I'm out and about, I see now hiring signs everywhere. You want to know why so many people are having a hard time keeping their businesses open? Because too many Americans, good little socialists, communists you are sucking off the government, not realizing the money didn't come from them. It came from guys like me that are working here to support you and your worthless self. And you should be ashamed of yourself for tolerating what it is and being a part of what it is that you're a part of today. Remember, that money didn't come from Donald Trump. It didn't come from Joe Biden. It came from the taxpayers. And instead of going out and working and keeping the system above water, you're a part of the problem and you're helping sink the country is what you're doing. I mean, put that parallel up to what you see in America today compared to our boys back in the 1940s. I got to move on here, friends. I'm going to go to the COVID actors in Australia, and I want to show you how they've been busted. Now, if this was all genuine and sincere, do you think they would have to create actors to act like they are something that they are not? Here, let's just get to this. I want you to see it for yourselves. This is how they keep this whole pandemic afloat.
You know, Australia, the whole of Australia. You know, all I can think about my children that I haven't seen in a very time. And this is for them.
Oh, poor me.
It's had a really huge
She's an actress, friends.
Family. You're not able to look after your kids at the moment.
Oh, no.
I've been working, like, I'm a single mom.
I'm a single mom.
Hello, I'm Paul Barry. Welcome to Media Watch. And that was single mum Ramona, one of 700 COVID patients hospitalised in Australia at the end of last month, who, along with two others in Sydney's Concord Hospital, was keen to warn people of the dangers of COVID by sharing heartbreaking stories about their illness from their hospital beds.
Listen carefully.
So please get vaccinated.
Oh, poor. Get out there, get your vaccinations, man.
Something.
They're all actors.
The lungs. It was harsh.
Footage of those patients, identified only by their first names, was recorded by Dr. Lucy Morgan and released by New South Wales Health and made it onto all the major networks.
All the major networks picked it up.
10 News First and 7 News. But soon, people on social media were wondering if the New South Wales Health video was actually a fake. And among the sceptics was former One Nation Senator Rod Callaghan, whose post received thousands of likes. And another former senator, David Lionhelm. And one intrepid TikToker who went digging was able to reveal...
I found all three actors. Now, how can this be coincidence?
Wow, isn't that crazy?
Yes.
All three of them actors.
Ramona were supposedly paid crisis actors who did not have COVID at all.
Is this not criminal, Americans?
Sleuth then set out to prove it, ringing Concord Hospital to show that Ramona Khoury was not...
Listen carefully.
Hello, is this Concord Hospital? Hi, it's John Curry. I'm just looking for my wife.
Hey,
Ramona Curry.
I just don't see anyone with that surname.
Don't see anybody with that name.
Bingo. That video, which TikTok only removed today, had nearly 800,000 views. And elsewhere on social media, other punters were getting outraged.
Anybody catching on to this?
TV's fake news.
It's all fake.
How stupid and outright deceptive is Channel 9? Phones the hospital. She is not a patient at all.
Nope.
More lies on our TV.
So, is Ramona a crisis actor pretending to have COVID at New South Wales Health? No, of course she's not. As New South Wales Health made clear, the patient's name is not Ramona Khoury, but Ramona Al-Nasha, who is a pharmacy worker. And as you can clearly see, they are two different people, despite the fact that both are women and both have dark hair. And as for the two male patients, well, we're happy to tell you they are not crisis actors either. As actor and comedian Mitch Garling,
you guys all get this, right?
Osama Ahmed said on Instagram,
turns out that people are using my photo.
Yeah, turns out, folks. Folks, I got a whole string here for you. I might bring it up for you tomorrow just to show you the crisis actors that you know as your governors and mayors in the United States of America to show you that they are, in fact, a part of the plandemic, and they know all the well it's a plandemic because they are doing their best to deceive you as well as the nations, just like their father. Read Ephesians 4:14. I'm going to bring up Weird Al Yankovic tomorrow. Love you by what we do. Talk to you then.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.